This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
See, I've been duped. I have been duped already. This is not what I was told. I was told that we had somebody else that was going to be on at 1 o'clock today instead of Shaletta Brundage. I don't know.
Well, not I was, possible.
Well, I was told by Chad Hartman and Dave Harrigan that if I filled in today, that Vice President Kamala Harris will be on today with me. Sorry.
Well, you know, I'm probably a better get. I'm just saying. You know, I know her social media is popping right now, but mine has always been popping, right?
But I just saw you.
You did.
I just saw you on the weekend outside of working hours.
Right. And you know, if we had tried to plan that, it would not have happened. Sometimes it's just better to let it ride. If I had tried to coordinate with you that we were going to meet up at the Rondo celebration and that we were going to hang out and enjoy MC Light and Rakim together, we'd have had 50-11 reasons why. Where you going to be? Where I'm going to be? How we going to get there? Where you going to park? Where I'm going to park? What time? And it just so happens, this is how Jesus does things, that I walk right up on you. And then we were able to just hang out and enjoy the MC Light concert.
No, you smelled me.
I did. And I was telling Dave Harrigan, and nothing I want better than to be in the studio today, because otherwise I'm smelling Hartman. You know, I know what Hartman smells like. It's real Hartman-y up in there on Fridays, okay? I know that scent. I know that aroma, okay? Some people
may
call it a stench.
What is that aroma? I don't know. I'm not.
Some people call it a stench. I wouldn't say that, right? Because I would call it an aroma. Right. But I enjoy smelling your cologne. You know, you walk into the room, it's there. You know, Henry Lake is there because it smells so good.
Hey, you and the family, y'all were doing it. Y'all were hanging out, man.
We were hanging out, and I said, Lord, I know what he's going to tell me. He's going to tell me, see, I told you and Sean weren't divorced because y'all hanging out at the concert together, y'all dancing together. I was like, I already know what he's going to say next time I talk.
I introduced Sean to my friends as your husband. Are you telling me?
I heard you.
Is that supposed to be inaccurate, or I don't understand?
It's an ex-husband, okay? This is past tense. It's not February, but it's still Black History. And I thought, I was like, oh, my God, when Henry Lake sees us out here, he is going to go back to... And I said, it's your little husband, it's Sean. I was like, listen at him, Jesus. He act like ain't no paperwork down at the court.
Wait, Sean didn't say anything?
We don't never say nothing. We tried to correct y'all 5,700 times. Mm. Y'all don't listen. Y'all think just because we hang out together, sometimes we sleep in the same bed, that we still married. But that is not the case.
See,
How am I ever going to find a new man?
Time out. Dave, you should have seen Dave Harrigan's eyebrows after you said, hold it, y'all sleep in the same, y'all definitely together. I mean, come on now. Why are you playing games?
I'm not playing games. This was just for birthday. I think it was birthday. What was it, Dave Harrigan, that we were talking about birthdays, if he was going to get like a special treat for his birthday, and then Dave played a special song because they were nosy and wanted to get in my business. What's that, birthday or Father's Day or something? I can't remember what it was.
I think
Dave.
It was a random Wednesday, probably, it sounds like.
I peed on myself a little bit.
All right, so I want to get to a serious topic because this part just, I don't understand it. I don't know why it bothers people, but the childless cat lady remarks from J.D. Vance.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
I had to ask you about that because why? I just don't understand why women are attacked in that way, because when a man doesn't have any children, it's not viewed the same. To this point, I've not been lucky enough to be married. I've not been in a relationship that has produced a child yet. I'm still holding out hope that will happen, that will occur as I get up into being an elderly man. But I digress. What did you make of those remarks?
So insulting. There was a million other things that he could have said It was just so insulting. They are just going to the bottom of the barrel to not just insult one woman, but to be insulting to all women. And, you know, I know too many women who have tried for years and spent thousands of dollars to have children. And, you know, to have someone insult you because you don't have children, it's so bottom of the barrel-ish. And I'm hoping that that's not where we're taking, not just this campaign, but our country, that, you know, women are judged by the number of children that they do or don't have. You know, women are so accomplished. You know, black women are the number one new entrepreneur base in the country. More black women are starting businesses than any other group in the history of the country. You look at what's happening in corporate America now. They just listed out the CEOs, and it was so good to see my white sisters on the list of CEOs in this country and in C-suites, you know, across the Twin Cities.
Yep.
You see more women in those places making decisions, being bosses. And so to have, you know, your womanhood or your strength or your character based on the number of children you have, it's taking us back to the 1920s when, you know, 9-10 children was what made you a woman.
And
you
it's,
know,
it's
when
just, it's
having
just,
a husband made you a woman. It's just it's so insulting.
Yeah, it is insulting. And quite frankly, look, children aren't for everybody. Like, I want to be a father. Trust me, I absolutely want to be a father with the right person, right? I want to have kids. But it's not for everybody. I have friends that say, that have been steadfast, they've said for years, I don't want children. And quite frankly, there are people out there that are producing a bunch of children that shouldn't be producing any.
Can we just break it all the way down? I got four of them, and sometimes I wake up and don't want to be a mama. You hear mama 15 times before 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, you know what? Call me Miss Shaletta. I don't want to be your mama anymore. But it's such a double standard because you would never look at a man and say, oh, here's a childless guy. Here's a guy who doesn't have any kids.
Yep.
Well, I bet he's got 3 or 4 dogs at the house, or he goes fishing all the time, and as an insult to that man. When a guy doesn't have kids, you're like, oh, man doesn't have any kids. I bet he's hanging out at the bar all the time. But for whatever reason, you think that because a woman doesn't have kids and she's got cats at home, we got stuff to do. We're changing the world. We're making things better for the next generation of women so that they don't feel like they have to be tied down to a man they don't love, having kids they don't want, doing things that they don't want to do.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, and when you look at some of these individuals out here, like, what do you call it, like a Tyreek Hill, the football player for the Miami Dolphins, he's having enough kids for all of us. He got enough kids for you,
baby.
Me, and Dave Harrigan. My goodness.
2, 3, 4 folks. Okay, the whole third floor of the building. And, you know, it's taking us back to a time that we don't want to ever revisit. You know, so many women whose names are not in the history books have, you know, brought us out of those dark ages into a point where we can be and do whatever it is that we want to be and do, including run for president of the United States of the whole America, if we so choose, and to have our value tied to the number of children we have or how many cats we're raising, it's just, you know, it's just so insulting.
Yeah. Shaletta, I need you to hold through a break. I'm going to come back to you. More of Shaletta Brundage on the Chad Hartman Show coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show. Henry Lake in for Chad. Shaletta Brundage joining. It's a feisty Friday. You know, funny story, Dave Harrigan. I've never told you this. But Shaletta, she thought she was going to do me a solid, do me a favor. She thought she might have been slick a few years ago. And Shaletta was efforting, because she's the podcast queen, right?
Yes.
That she was going to connect me with somebody that she thought might be a fit for me through her podcast, right?
Oh, a relationship fit? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Not professional?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Little did she know that we had a history already. Ain't that right, Shaletta?
Well, I mean, you know, I would think that would really solidify the fact that I am really good at matchmaking, because somebody that I thought would be a great fit for you is somebody that you have already hung out with extensively. I was like, my meter is really dinging right now, because I had several ladies on my podcast network, and I just happened to show a picture of Lake to somebody, and she was like, oh, he's I said, you know what, he is single, but you know what, you are not a good fit for him. I think she would be a good fit for him. And so I called she and I called he, and I didn't know that they had already
to your surprise.
I was like, and put his phone number down. She was like, it's already saved in the system.
It's already been blocked.
I got that number and the email address, right, and the home address. She got more information than I got. Like, Lizzie Peterson, come up off that home address. He was like, Shaletta, we can't do that.
That's pretty funny. That is
okay.
Pretty.
So I have something that I'm working on, guys.
Okay.
And I've gotten pretty good at it. I am going to be throwing out the first pitch at the St. Paul Saints game on August the 8th.
Hey.
And I have seen video though that has been quite frightening. I saw Stephen A. Smith try to throw out a game. I saw our Vikings quarterback. Did you see him try to throw out that first pitch? Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay.
When it was him and Dallas Turner. They both threw pitches.
Yes. And did you see his pitch? Did you see what happened?
You know who you should Google and pitch just like them?
No.
You should pitch just like 50 Cent.
No, I've seen that. No, see, that's exactly what I'm trying to avoid, Henry. Like, I have been like, I was like, no, I'm not going to get embarrassed. So my neighbor, Mr. Phil Kimmel, he's been working with me every day after the kids get out of camp, and I am doing a really good job. So I don't know if y'all got busy on August 8th, but if you want to come to the St. Paul Saints CHS field and watch me throw out the first pitch, I'm doing a really awesome job. I can go from the front door of the house. See, I live in Cottage Grove, so we have the mailboxes on the end of the street. And right now, my fastball goes all the way, straight up, all the way from the front porch to the mailbox. So we've been working on this. Now, the problem that I'm having, and I don't know if you all have ever seen this, y'all are more sports aficionados than I am, can you twerk in baseball? Because Mr. Phil is telling me there's no twerking in baseball. So what I want to do when I finish throwing out the first pitch, if it makes it over the mound, I want a twerk celebration. I want a twerk abrasion.
Well, this is the deal. I've seen it happen. And it was
Twerking?
It was Megan Thee Stallion. But now Megan Thee Stallion is a little bit more athletic than you are, though.
That's true. And younger.
Yeah.
And younger. But I want to make sure that I'm not setting the precedence, because Mr. Field told me that I cannot twerk after I pitch the ball. I've already been not only practicing my pitch, but my twerk celebration. And he's telling me, no, don't do it.
The Saints, I don't know. Oh, no.
But the Saints, they got the Ozempic. They always doing fun stuff. You know, they're the team that's
kind of
like.
They have the what?
Like, Ozempic. They're. The mascot for the St. Paul Saints is the pig, and they called it Ozempic, and then everybody who was on Ozempic got mad.
I love it.
I was like, that's like brilliant. I'm mad that I didn't think of it. So I don't know. So thumbs up or thumbs down on the twerking celebration after I throw out the first pitch?
Thumbs down.
Dave Harrigan?
I go thumbs down, not only for the – I mean, we're talking about a family environment.
It's a family environment. It's more family there than with the Twins.
It sounds to me like you've got enough to worry about right now, just getting the pitch anywhere near home plate. So I think just focus on that.
Leave the celebration.
You know, if the celebration happens after and it's spontaneous, yeah, that'll happen. But don't make a plan.
All right. Okay, all right. I can't believe you guys both gave me the thumbs down on twerking.
Now this is going to be an awkward transition, but we're going to make the awkward transition nonetheless, because, you know, we've been having a good time. We've been talking and joking around or whatever, but I do want to ask you about something super serious. And I'm going to be extremely transparent here on the radio and say that I have not efforted to see the entire video of Sonia Massey being shot and killed by the officer in Illinois, Sean Grayson. And the reason why is just because I'm not in a place where I want to see that. I'm not in a place that, because I've read the accounts of what happened. It's just hard to even talk about it, to be honest with you, because I've seen bits and pieces, and I've seen the part where she's standing away from him, and he just draws his gun, and you know, right before he shoots her, and I couldn't watch. How are you feeling, Shaletta? Because I think that as an African American male, there's a lot of things that happen in society that way that are traumatizing, and I'm not trying to reopen a whole bunch of wounds, but certain things just continue to happen, and it's problematic.
Well, you know, it reminded me to talk to my children. You know, I have Andrew's getting ready to go to college. He's going to be away from us. He's not going to have to report home every night. And so it was a reminder that we need to revisit those conversations with our kids, especially our young adult men who are going out into this world. And I'm like you, Henry, I haven't watched it. I don't want to see another black person killed by a police officer. Who is not threatening. The officer does not have a gun or a weapon. You know, and as we see now, the judicial process is taking place. Yeah, she's in her home. And you know, I work with the police department. I work with Minneapolis and St. Paul Police to recruit more black people to join the force and consider careers in policing. But, you know, what do you tell your children? You know, do you tell them to call 911? Because instead of being the victim and calling for help, you may be putting yourself in a dangerous situation. And so, you know, then we have to say, well, what do you do after that? You know, because this keeps happening. You know, this keeps happening. And, you know, we want to march and we want to rally and we want legislation. And they still haven't passed the George Floyd legislation. You know, Congress still did not do that. And so, you know, we have to keep ourselves safe. Yeah. And so as a family, you know, we have to create some rules and some processes so that if something happens and you run and you go and find the neighbor, the trusted neighbor, and let them call. If something happens and it's not this type of emergency, then, you know, you go get that neighbor and they'll come over and they'll help you. They'll know what to do. You know, I think about my children and all of our children because we're still fighting battles that our grandparents fought. And it shouldn't be. It should not be that way. This should not be a situation where we're about to vote for the first African-American woman on a major party ticket for president of the United States of America while black women are getting killed by police officers. And as you can see through this, you know, judicial process, this officer's being charged. So obviously somebody thinks something wrong happened here. And how are police departments across the country going to learn from this? Is anything going to be done? These are not isolated incidents. This is not one bad apple. If you're afraid of black women, then you need to step yourself off of the police force. If you don't like working with black people, if you don't like black people, then you should be carrying a badge and a gun policing black communities and black people because we want our police officers friendly. We want our police officers a part of our community. We want our police officers to care. When we say Black Lives Matter, it is not a slogan. That means Andrew Brundage's life matters. Henry Lake's life matters. Brandon Cameron and Daniel Brundage, their lives matter. And so it's not a slogan. It's not a T-shirt. It's not a rallying cry. You know, we want our people to live and to not be gunned down like it's target practice.
Yeah, it's just a very, very, very tragic and senseless situation. Hey, Shaletta, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. I know it's a feisty Friday. Any big plans for the weekend?
I got my show tomorrow from noon to 3. I have no idea who's coming on because I haven't lined up a guest. I'm hoping Dave Harrigan has some spares from today that, you know, he can hook me up with. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't planned anything yet.
He said no. All right, Shaletta, we'll be listening.
All right, love you guys.
All right, take care. That's Shaletta Brundage. Check her out tomorrow from noon until 3. All right, coming up next, hey, we just had Big Ten Media Day. Go for football. What is it going to look like this season? We've got the expanded Big Ten. We're going to talk to former Gopher great Daryl Thompson. He joins us next year. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.